Thorold's newest reverend is getting settled into the community, and wants to bring a message of hope and gratitude as church services and ceremonies are slowly resuming. Reverend Sarah Kadich arrived in Thorold in September to begin her work at St. Andrew's Presbyterian, and despite mask mandates still being in place, she says she can feel the smiles all around. The people here are lovely, very sweet and kind. They prepared my residence with furniture, new paint, a fridge full of food and a flower basket at the door, Kadich said. It was a wonderful welcome. Since getting settled in, Reverend Kadich has been busy connecting with the church community, learning names, faces and stories, not rarely over a plate of home-cooked food, including her mother's vegetable stew. That one, in particular, seems to be a hit with people, Kadich noted. Kadich, born in Romania and raised in Hungary under communist oppression, came to Canada 13 years ago, where she began serving at a church in Nova Scotia before her calling led her to Thorold. Apart from her sermons, which are happening both in person, as well as online, she has been connecting with several agencies doing social work in the area, including One Thorold and Toolbox Niagara. Beginning a new service after almost 2 years of the pandemic has revealed that many people have been suffering a lot, Kadich said. But I would rather speak of hope and possibilities in my sermons. Of course, it is important to acknowledge the times we are living in, but we are looking for hope and possibilities, she said. There is always something to be thankful for. To nurture that spirit of gratitude, for both small and big things. Life has become so fragile during this pandemic, so life and breath are a basis of thanksgiving. Next on the agenda is preparing for midweek meditations for Advent, as well as the recurring twice-weekly prayer groups and Bible studies. We hope to reach out into the community in both spiritual and physical ways in the way that we can. We wish to be God's hand and voice here. You can stay in touch with St. Andrew's Presbyterian through Facebook.